Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, as you know, on a Monday, we usually have our mini profile interview, and we're also going to be bringing in Buchiso in a short while, but we have none other than Nomsa Mambata on the line with us this evening. She doesn't need an introduction, I feel. Like, if you have not heard of her, where have you been? Which rock have you been living under? And Nomsa, thanks so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Long time no see. Thank you for having me.
It's so wonderful to have you in the country. It's so wonderful to see you in, you know, our local streets and all of that. But I want us to start with this conversation about the HER Seminar and Business Awards 2024, and then we'll get to the other juicy stuff. So this is happening. Your foundation has brought this back. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, this is our fourth year now. It's the Empowering HER Summit and Business Awards. Every year we want to identify women-founded businesses that are scalable, that are impacting communities. We want to be able to support women in the ways that they deserve, which is through a financial grant that is through a cash prize and as part of the enterprise and supply development from Hollywood Foundation. And of course, a summit where we gather the best thought leaders, the best captains of industries, people who have really paved the way to be on stage and to speak about different things that women founders and also corporate girlies, right, want to know and are waiting for some kind of knowledge to be able to soak up and how best they can be able to hold on to those resources and skills and use them in their everyday life and use them as well in their walk of such a tough path that is entrepreneur, of being an entrepreneur. We're having it on the 14th,
Why did you feel that there was a need for something like this?
You know, it came during COVID. What happened during COVID was that there were these big businesses that every business suffered.
Yeah.
But particularly the ones that were in the rural areas, marginalized areas, businesses that were impacting their communities that wouldn't be able to access the kind of grants and the kind of support that was being given to much larger scaled businesses. Mm. And for me, I felt like there was an injustice in that. So it was really just wanting to see if we can be able to use my network of private sector that I work with to be able to support these businesses and to be able to say, you know, outside of just being part of an incubation program, we want to be able to put money in the hand, because we also know at the end of the day there's economic scales that need to be taken into consideration, and particularly for SMMEs, you know, if they're applying for a fund, it's like, oh, is your turnover 50 million rand? You know, turnover can be 2 million rand or even 10 million rand or even less. But it's about the fact that these businesses also deserve a fighting chance. And that's why we started it. And then obviously there was the appetite for a physical event. I believe in the power of connecting and networking and collaborating. And I've seen how it's benefited me. But I also am a firm believer in being a bridge for accessibility. You know, our panel speakers would probably never be invited to go to Wamapumulo, which is in the outskirts of KZN, right? To go and motivate AmaCo-ops and women-founded businesses that are in the SMME bracket. So how about we be able to be the bridge to be able to bring them onto our side of the world and be able to have that access to that kind of information?
I want us to also talk a little bit about your Nomzamo Lighthouse Foundation, because this, I believe, and I could be wrong, is very much at the core of why you do what you do, and really brings together your talent, your passions, who you really are, into it's an organization that kind of, if you want to know who Nomzamo is, that's her. For me, that's how we sum you up. Have we lost you, Nomzamo? So maybe let's talk a little bit about that. You know, what inspired you putting together this foundation and establishing it?
So the thing about me is that I've always been an advocate since I was a little girl in high school. I was doing a lot of community outreach. My teachers and school would always pick me to go and represent them, either for like international organizations that wanted to interview young kids in South Africa, or go and speak at schools, right? And so for me, I've always been in that space. I think what happened was, being in the industry became the vehicle to be able to access the kind of resources so I can be able to live out my purpose of being a service to humanity, and wanting to impact my generation, wanting to find purpose over and above the fame, over and above the glorification of the bright lights. How do we make sure that we leave no one behind? Because as I like to say, there's no glory in being the single, in the only, in being the single success story. Here I am, Gwamashu, and everybody's like, oh, Nomzamo. I want other kids as well to be able to know that they can make it out. So I did have to obviously step back and say, okay, now that I'm famous and now that I'm starting out and doing these child-headed homes and elderly-headed homes, little events, Christmas parties, how do I legitimize and I suppose structure this thing that is also a calling of mine? And that's when I was able to build a team around Lighthouse Foundation. We started off as just a foundation that was supporting young people through mental health and depression issues. And then we said, okay, we've got to grow. We've got to be able to have different legs. How do we support young kids in elementary schools? Restore the dignity of the child, you know, put school shoes and a school uniform, because these are kids that come from vulnerable and marginalized areas. And then obviously, how can I not put women at the forefront when I am a woman? And so that's the Empowering Her Summit leg of it. And as this person who was a former student at a university, was part of the missing middle where nobody wanted to sponsor you because on paper it doesn't look like you need it, but in reality you actually do. How do I support students when it comes to our scholarship program? So that's really what it is, and it's honestly, it's the thing that keeps me going. It is my passion. I wake up and I feel purposeful. I feel like I'm a participant of my own life. Because I'm living out that part of me that wants to be of service to other people. But of course, acting is still the thing that makes me feel alive.
Really?
And puts breath in my lungs.
Really?
Yeah. So how do I do those things that make me feel alive and be excellent in each and just pour out into those things?
What is it about acting? Is it that you are able to step outside of yourself? Is it about what you give the audience? Is it about how you feed us as the audience? Is it about that it feeds you right back? Because art can do that. What is it about acting?
It's the amalgamation of everything. It's to know that you give people escapism because life is hard, right? It's the idea of escapism. It's the idea of empathy, of portraying someone on screen and how to impact people through that portrayal. What is the thing that I want to say through this character in all its truthfulness? I get to do that and I watch how it impacts people and I feel a joy inside of me. I love the fact that I create family time because you know, appointment television is almost dead, but it's not dead. So how do we make television that puts people together at home, you know, that makes a father and a daughter laugh about something and have discourse about a scene? And I love the idea of doing that.
Yeah.
And then of course, escaping from myself, because yes, my life is also really tough.
Yeah.
And I need a break.
Yeah.
I need a break from you,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really, and also the, I suppose the thrill of auditioning for a role. Am I going to get it? Am I not going to get it? And I do, and I get on set and I'm like, I got it. I get to be on set every day.
That's tough. No, that's really tough.
Very tough.
No, it's tough. And people, you know, don't speak a lot about the no's, the number of no's and the rejections and how you internalize the number of no's and why sometimes the no has got nothing to do with you, absolutely nothing to do with you. And but you still internalize it. So what happened? You know, you referenced a little bit COVID, where it wasn't just the business community, it was everybody in the world was going through this incredibly difficult time. How did COVID impact you personally?
Oh my goodness, COVID shut me down completely. I had to reparent my inner child. There were so many childhood traumas and childhood experiences that I had busied myself through. Because we get into high functioning and we're like, life is going, we gotta move. And suddenly it wasn't a pause button, it was a stop button. And it was a full year stop button of just having to concentrate on this thing, on yourself. You're looking at yourself. The world is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending so much time doing absolutely nothing but looking at yourself. And looking at yourself is not staring into the mirror. Looking at yourself is looking within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time just understanding that there's so much, it's much greater than me.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that I think I am, this thing that I want to be in this world, it's so much greater than me. That I'm a participant of it, and I just have to show up, right? And show up in the most excellent way. But I had to reframe my thinking around rejection. I reframed my thinking around success, what true success is, right? And true success is that, am I happy with my life?
Mm-hmm.
Am I happy where I am? And it has nothing to do with a yes from another person, but it has to be from me. You know, I had a whole like thing that I relived where my father was dying, and there I was as a 13-year-old watching that and being his primary caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
I relived that in my apartment in LA, and having to look at young Zamora and say, it wasn't your fault. There was nothing you could have done. You did the brave thing, which was take care of your dad. And that was really brave for a 13-year-old girl who should not have witnessed that.
Yeah. And when you now you've had this time to sit within yourself and reflect on who you are, parent this 13-year-old who was losing a father, who was going through the most and still showing up at school and doing all of these amazing things. When you now look at life post-COVID, after all of that reflection, how do you choose and decide what to say yes to and what to say no to?
I'm a firm believer in podcasts, and I consume podcasts, really good podcasts, by the way, because I think there's too many mics. They need to be confiscated right now. I find very good podcasts. And I think it was Maureen Folio.
Yes.
I found her podcast. She was saying that you've got to listen to your body. When you get a request of a thing, do you and whether you want to do it or not, and it's a request, hi, we'd like you, Nam Zamatu. She says, listen to your body. Do you feel expansive or reductive? And I was like, bingo, that's so good. And I now use that where I'm like, oh, why do I feel like sluggish about it? Why did I say yes to that and I feel sluggish and reductive? And I'm like, I don't want to do this. And I know it's not because I'm afraid of it or it feels too big for me. No, it's just like, oh, this is not where I want my energy to go. And so I use that. And when I feel expansive, when I get a request and I feel expansive, it's like, this is the thing to do. This is the thing that makes you feel alive. This is the thing that puts breath in your lungs. This is the thing that's making you excited. Because you're going to be working with so-and-so, you're being invited onto this stage and this room. This is how you're going to be able to use your networks and use your foundation and your passions to be able to contribute into that space. So that's what I do now. There's a lot of things that I say no to. I know that I'm a big girl, and it looks like, Noms, I'm saying yes to everything. And it's like, oh, if only you knew.
Well, you know, it's funny that people say that, because I think you are one of those people who has found who you are very early and has stayed true to who you are in the choices that you've made. And I find it strange that people think that you say yes to everything. It's weird to me.
That's so kind.
But I also know that it cannot, because it's one of those, sometimes you say no to something that will be financially rewarding but just doesn't sit right with you. And you know, there's a lot of uncertainty and all of that, but you make that choice, which I think is very important.
Yes, yes. Obviously, I also pray about it, because I speak to my God and I'm like, hey, it's not because I don't need the money, because, you know, I'm always in need of it, you know. I got a lot of people I need to make sure are okay, right? And and you've put me in a position where I can be able to be a vessel of their lives, of making sure that everybody's good, right? But I'm saying no to this because it's not the thing. Not all money is good money, right? And certain things where I'm like, oh, I can't say yes to this because it's in conflict to this partner that I already have under my stable. And also, I don't want to say yes to that because actually, no, I don't want to travel to Slovakia or whatever. Yeah, I don't need to. You know, I've done enough work in service for what I do in my advocacy. Right now, I'm shooting Shaga, so put all your energy into that. And we've got the Empowering Her Summit, so put all your energy into that. You don't need to be adding things onto your calendar, because then I just feel depleted. So it is a dance. I say a lot. You say no to money, even though you're supposed to say yes, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you just spoke about parenting the 13-year-old, and I get the feeling that it's an ongoing project, because it's never really quite finished. That stuff is never finished. Who nurtures that 13-year-old? Who nurtures that 13-year-old and this Nomzamo, whose tank can get depleted very quickly, because there's always a request and always a request, and we want when we see you, we want when we see you at the petrol station, we want all of you, let's take a selfie, hello, you must show up, you must be healthy, you must be happy all the time. Who feeds that?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'd probably say my very lean circle of friends who constantly check up, who just make sure that I'm fine, who know that I'm going to say I'm fine even though I'm not fine, who just rock up on a Sunday knowing that I can't make it out of bed because we're shooting 6 days a week, and rock up on a Sunday and say, hey, Vuga, it's 1 o'clock, get out of bed, we're out here in the garden, come. You know, and I'll join them in my pajamas and I get to be Uzamo. There's a lot of good people in my life, good friends that I regard as family, who I can just be my crusty self. And I'm not Nomzamombata of the world. I'm Uzamo. And they really nurture me. They really pour into me and pour into my life. And I feel very taken care of. And then I have my family who I absolutely adore, like my nieces and nephews. Oh my God. I'm literally becoming so emotional just thinking about them, because I just adore them. I love the newness and freshness that they see life with and the complexities that they all come with. They frustrate me, but then they keep me busy. And I just know that I have to make sure that they're good. And everything that I do and all the wealth that I amass is all for them, you know. And I can only but hope that the access that I give them into the best of the best things in life, that they use it for good, that they use it to also be good to other people, to be good to those who are less fortunate, but also to be good to themselves, for them to know unconditional love through me, and that no matter what I do for them, they don't have to do anything for me. You know, it's not, there's nothing in return. There's no hidden costs here. It's just for you to have a good life, make something good out of your life. And so those are the things that, and the people that nurture me. And then I really, I'm very present now towards myself. And so I connect a lot with my God and my angels. And I just feel very taken care of.
So Empowering Her Seminar and Business Awards, I think it's an incredible thing. And people don't sometimes realize how much work goes into putting something like this together. It's incredible that we are back here again for the fourth year. And what a wonderful thing to have backers, people who don't just say, oh, we're behind you, Nomzamo, but who actually put their money where the mouth is.
Hello.
You know, so I think it's really good to say, you know, shout out to those people, African banks of the world, who actually believed in this and said, we are going to back this and we're going to do this with you.
Yeah. And to just, you know, it's one thing to speak, but it's another thing to, again, you know, as you said, to put your money where your mouth is, and to really show that you not only believe in this vision, but you want to seed into the vision, because it grows. And then understand the power of just collaboration, because once an African bank sticks, then it's like, oh, everybody else is like, oh, this is legitimate. This is a thing, you know, how do we support? And this year, after the announcement of the summit, I don't know how many, like, big organizations are saying, how do we support? How do we support? And we're so grateful to them, you know, to the ones that said yes, Gauteng EGEP, mm-hmm. Gauteng Enterprise is on board, NYDA is on board, mm-hmm. you know, partners that are worthy, that are really understanding the vision. And it doesn't make sense for us to just work in silos when we can be able to work together, because we all have the common goal, right? Yeah. Which is for the economic emancipation of women. And I'm just very grateful, even to a Hollywood Foundation, yes. who believed when it was still an idea.
Yeah.
And here we are now garnering all these partners who yeah. are on the road with us. I'm just very thankful. And it does get tiring. People yeah. don't understand, like, there's donor fatigue yes. everywhere.
Yes. No. They're pulling back their money. So they're pulling back their money.
People say yes.
Yeah.
Oh, when people say yes, you're yeah. like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing something good. Let's do it again next year.
So this is happening on the 14th, and tickets are still available to come to be part of this wonderful experience.
They are. We've got a fantastic keynote address that's coming by Usis Nunun Chingila, mm-hmm. who is the former director of Meta and mm-hmm. Facebook Africa. And obviously, she's an incredibly accomplished woman. And then mm-hmm. we have panel discussions throughout the day. It's going to be at Inanda Polo Club. Our theme is Polo Chic. So it's going to be lovely. And I love a good polo. Anybody mm. knows me knows I love polo. So... I'm just excited for Saturday. We're expecting 300 people to come through. There's invited guests. We've got a panel discussion. We've got three different panels. And of course, we're going to be announcing the winners for this year, the women that we've identified, whose businesses that we really want to seed into and want to see grow. The top seven gets 50,000 rands each in cash. Third place is 100,000.
Yeah, nothing to scoff at.
Second place is 150,000, and grand prize is 200,000. So we're looking forward to celebrating them and having a beautiful, beautiful day of collaborating and soaking up knowledge.
Namzamo, onwards and upwards. Thank you so much for your time, and really wishing you all of the very best. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I believe that. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll chat soon. Thank you. That's Nomza Mombata. And as she said, tickets are available at Web Ticket. You can get yourself those tickets. It's on the 14th, which is on Saturday, and it's happening from 9 to 5. That's at the Inanda Country Club right here in Sandton. So get your tickets for the Empowering Her Seminar and Business Awards 2024.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.